That can get you sometimes in Hebrew, though. It's a little vowel point or something. It's a little speck in the paper or something. You put a herrick there where there shouldn't have been one there. Okay, this one I'm going to have, it'll all go one direction. I'll put the Greek on and we'll parse it on this one. And it'll be 15 of them total. Nope. Don't count on that every time. We'll try to get it out of here. So you never get bored. This one, I'll give you the Greek form and you parse it out. The way to parse it in this case is give me the tense, the voice, the root verb in its dictionary form, and then the meaning of the dictionary form. So you've got four pieces of information on each one, there's 1 point for each piece of information. Your tense, voice, and dictionary form of the root verb, and the meaning of the dictionary form. Okay.
the root bird. Okay, anyone else need more time?
One more minute and we'll correct it.
Okay, we'll go ahead and exchange papers then first and get through this. There'll be 60 points total possible on this, 1 point per piece of information. And if the piece of information they have is partly correct but partly in error, for example, if there's a spelling error on the root verb, a letter wrong or a couple letters wrong, just take off a half point for an error on it and not full credit. If it's so misspelled as to be unrecognizable, then, of course, take off full credit. You have to use some judgment on that. On the voice, if the form is a middle or passive and they only put middle or passive, then take off a half point for that. They need to have middle or passive both for the full credit. Okay, number one, dedomai should be perfect, middle or passive, from didomi. Let's see.
I think everybody's fellow, then you actually rest it on the board. Okay, this is from Didomi. Don't worry about accent on spelling. And means to give, or just give.
Number two, Eopika is perfect,
active, from El Pezzo. And means to hope, to hope. Number three, Hexo is future, active, from echo to have. And then number four, Egerzain is aorist passive from Egero, epsilon gamma, epsilon iota, rho, omega, to raise. I guess I can just spell those. And number five, Eleutha is perfect, active, from Erchomai, epsilon rho, chi, omega, omicron, excuse me, mu, alpha, iota, meaning to come. Number six, Dunesomai is future active, from Dunamai, to be able. Dunamai, it's delta, upsilon, nu, alpha, mu, alpha, iota. Dunamai, to be able. Number seven, Ephagon is aorist, active, from estheo, or just estho. Give you two possible forms for that. But estheo would be epsilon, sigma, theta, iota, omega. And then the other form is just omitting the iota. Estho, and then they shift the accent a bit. That means to eat. Number eight, doso, future, active, from didomi, which we already have on the board there, to give. Number nine, egegermai is perfect, middle or passive, from egero, epsilon gamma, epsilon iota, rho, omega, to raise. Number ten, Eopisa is aorist active, from Elpizo to hope. We've got Elpizo on the board there already. Number 11, Hureka is perfect, active, from Hurisco to find. And Hurisco is epsilon, upsilon, rough breathing, rho, iota, sigma, kappa, omega. Hureka is that famous phrase, I have found it, Eureka. Yeah, thought I'd give you that one. Archimedes, or yeah. Number 12, Eleusomai, future, active, from Erchomai, to come. So it's Eleusomai, future, active, from Erchomai, to come. Erchomai, we already spelled that. Epsilon, rho, chi, omicron, mu, alpha, iota. Number 13. Ergasmai is perfect, middle or passive, from ergazomai, to work. Epsilon, rho, gamma, alpha, zeta, omicron, mu, alpha, iota. Ergazomai, to work. Number 14, esomai, future, active, from ame, to be. And epsilon, iota, mu, iota, ame. And number 15, huron is aorist, active, from hurisco, to find. Hurisco, epsilon, upsilon, rough breathing, rho, iota, sigma, kappa, omega. Okay, 60 points possible, subtract the number of points from 60, the total score. And you can pass it back to the owner, make sure your name's on the paper, check the edition. And when you're satisfied, you can pass them to the front. Okay, once you're satisfied everything's correct, maybe I'll just go ahead and this. Yeah, right, why don't you go ahead and grab them all. And if you have your Getches with you, I'll give you the next installment on this. We'll have a quiz 2 weeks from now, or I guess it's actually 3 weeks from now. We have a break in between. Let's make this the Thursday 3 weeks from today, whatever that is on the calendar. Somebody have a calendar handy?
Put the date down. 27th. Is it 28th? Thursday. Okay, Thursday is the 28th. We'll make that for... That's, okay, this isn't a leap year, is it? 84 was, okay. That's the last day. Okay, the 28th, and the section will be this. It will be starting on page 331, the very top word, Zao, to live. Go from Zao down to Kateno, or Apokteno, which is the only compound, so you might as well use Apokteno, which is, takes you about the middle of the page. So it'll be all those from Zao to Kateno, Kappa, Tau, Epsilon, Iota, Nu, Omega, and all those in between. So, and so we'll just be checking them here. There'll be all of those from Zao to Kateno inclusive. Now, a few notes here to make on this. You'll notice the third one, Thanesco. Apo Thanesco means to die, and that's the one that we'll have you use. So you might as well just learn your paradigm with Apo Thanesco. I don't even know if there's any other combinations in the New Testament besides that one. But he's got a note here, the perfect does not have the prefix. Now what he means by that is that in the perfect form, you notice if you look at the column here, everything's got a dash, and you've got dash Thanesco, dash Thanumai, dash Ethanon, but then Tethnekai doesn't have a dash in the front of it. I checked this in the analytical and so forth just to make sure that I had his interpretation right here, but I think what this means is that the verb apothnesko in the perfect comes out as tethneka, and the apo drops off. It doesn't have that apo prefix in the perfect. So what you might want to do if you construct your paradigm is just put apothnesko for your present active, apothanumai for the future active, apethanon for the aorist active, and then tethneka for the perfect active of that verb. That's the only one that's important anyway, so we'll just learn it from for apothnesko.
Do we ever learn any regular verbs?
I don't know. Well, remember that this chart of principal parts is made up of the most important irregular verbs. Yeah, so we're not, things, the nice, simple things like luo aren't on this chart. Okay, so if you're wondering why everything seems to be irregular, this is a chart of all the common irregular ones. Okay, so maybe that'll help. I don't know. If the thing's regular, then you don't even need to put it on here. Yes. Yes, should be over the eta. Yeah. Apo Thanesco and acute over the eta. I'm almost certain of that. Somebody may want to double check that, but I can't imagine where else it would go. So your verb accent rules is it's going to be as far forward as it can get according to the rules, and you've got an omega there at the end, so it can only be on the antipenal. Okay, I mean on the penult, so it'll have to be on the eta. All right, for hiemi there, go ahead and learn hiemi, because afiemi is one compound, but there's a lot of compounds for that one. So as far as dictionary form or meaning or something, we may use, well, let's see, I'm not sure what to do on this. I kind of like to have you, we'll just learn hiemi there, and then note that afiemi is the most common compound on that one. Just make a note of that. And on the test, I'll just give you the dash forms here. For histimi, perfect participle is histos as well as histikos. That's just a parenthetical note. Just learn what that's a participle. We're not going to be worrying about that. So you don't need to worry about that for the test. Katharizo has a note too. Forms also occur with alpha for epsilon after the theta. That's just a note too. Don't worry too much about that for the purposes of this test. And notice Krupto down there has got parentheses around the present active form and the future active form. Apparently those forms aren't occurring in the New Testament, so but those are the inferred forms that they would be. He's also got dash Krubo there in combination. You'll see it with prepositions in front of it. You'll see it Krubo, spelled Krubo instead of Krupto.
Do you want the dictionary form then to be Krubo?
We'll go ahead and go with Krupto, the one in parentheses for our dictionary form. And the Krubo there, just make a note of that, I suppose. Make a note of that in your mind, but don't worry about that so much. Just we'll go with Krupto for the test. And give that its meaning to hide. And then in combination, it's Krubo, but we won't worry about that. Huh? We've already finished correcting it. I'm giving the time for the next test. So, but I better erase the... Hide your eyes for a second there. Sorry, it wouldn't matter a whole lot anyway. Go ahead. Okay. Now, what else? Oh, Catano there. Apoctano is the only compound. Well, we'll just learn it the way it is there with Catano. Well, I might as well make it apoctano if it's the only compound. Go ahead and learn it that way. I kind of like to get used to putting those prepositions on anyway. So why don't you rewrite that paradigm with apoctano? And of course, I think you know how to do that. It would be apoctano, and then apectana. See, when you have the augment, that omicron is going to change to the eta. They put the epsilon on. So you just put op in the front of apectana and apectanthane for your Harris passive. So go ahead and write the paradigm that way for the test. Okay, so that'll be for 3 weeks from today. Any other questions on that? Okay, let's go ahead back to our translating then. John chapter 14. And we had just finished verse 4, so we're up to verse 5. Left off with Glenn, huh? Okay, that sounds about right. You want to go ahead and take the next one then, Mark? John 14 and verse 5. It will be the next in line here. This spot.
Lady Alto, Oma, Korea, Oidaman, who Pages, Pos, Namasa, Tain, Hodon, Edenai, Edenai.
Okay.
Thomas says to him, Lord, we don't know where you go. How can we know the way?
Okay. Yes, how can we know the way? All right. It's an interesting difference here I just noted between the Westcott and Hort and the UBS text. They don't note any manuscript variation on this in the UBS, at least my version of it. Maybe some of you have newer versions that note it. But for a Danae there, for they've got the infinitive here in the UBS, and it just got oidamen again in the Westcott and Hort. It's kind of interesting. Sometimes you'll run across differences like that, and they won't even mention it in the apparatus. Yeah, in verse 5. In verse 5, you see where Mark read here the last phrase, post dunamatha tain hodon a Danae. How can we know the way? Instead of how can we know, and with dunamatha and adenai in the Westcott and Hort, just post oidamen tain hodon. They just got oidamen instead of dunamatha adenai. How about do all of the UBS texts that you guys have?
Yes.
Read the same as mine?
He's got that.
Okay. Is there any apparatus variation on that one that they note? I think that's curious. Yeah, some. Yeah, right. I don't know what the.
I've noticed that too.
Yeah. And this one must be, there must be enough of a, you know, for Westcott and Hort to go the other direction, there must be enough of a debate about it. But. Do they have Dunamatha? Edenai?
Allah?
Edenai?
I don't know.
So Aleph and P66 are on the side of which? Dunamatha?
Dunamatha.
Okay.
B and C.
And B and C are on the other side?
B and so. C original. With some variation in B.
It's remarkable that UBS doesn't mention that.
Because it's kind of funny because I've run across some other passages where NASA has it, but
yeah.
Sometimes
the
NASA is more careful.
Uh-huh. More patient. Well, interesting. Okay, well, let's move on here. If you have the in the Westcott and Hort, then it would just be how have we known the way, or how do we know the way, instead of how can we know the way. So the difference is how can we know the way versus how do we know the way. Well, it would be that's what Dunamatha Edenai would be. How are we able to know the way, or how can we know the way? And if you have it as Westcott and Hort, it would just be how do we know the way. Okay, same basic understanding. Obviously, there's not going to be much difference in the meaning of the thing total. Yes. Well, yeah. It says to him, Thomas. You mean the way it's being worded, emphasizing Thomas?
Right.
Rather than, okay. It's out of the normal order, yeah, like you're saying. Usually you'd have Thomas says to him. Maybe a little bit. It's kind of hard sometimes to know whether, you know, usually not going to emphasize says, you know, to him. And the fact that it's out of the normal order might put a little bit more stress on Thomas.
Very common with that
lege. Yeah, lege auto, especially when you have an auto. If it's just lege, well, even there, very common to see that first. I don't. If there's emphasis here, I don't think it's anything huge.
There's not all the directions for this thing in Latin.
Is that right? That's always
there's
fun. At least they could have done is put it in Greek or Hebrew. At least give a, you know, the scholar a chance.
They do translate it in the introduction.
Oh, that's good. That's like Adam Clark's commentary. You're reading along, you know, and then he goes into a whole paragraph in Latin, and you know, yeah.
I was reading the Greek text, and they asked me about the Greek and everything in Hebrew, and they said, well,
are
you going to learn Latin, too?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
If you're a Catholic, you need to learn Latin. Okay, Numbers, verse 6, Dale.
Lege auto, o Jesu, ego, emi, e podos, kai, e, Elasei kai ke zoe udes erke kai proton patera e ne di emu.
Okay.
And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. That no one
mm-hmm.
coming toward the Father is not through me.
Right, if not through me. Right, that's good. Or except through me. That ame can be translated except or if not. So if not would be fine in this case too. Good. Jesus says to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no one is coming toward the Father except through me. All right. Very commonly you see dia abbreviated here, especially before something begins with a vowel. And the mu there is a bit emphatic too, because you've got that longer, you know, the Remember, we had mu and just and emu. The emu is a little bit more emphatic. So, except through me.
And they go a me as
well. Right, right.
Really stressing.
Yeah, that really stands out as well, because otherwise you could just say me in a response like this. And it's interesting to go through and find the ego emes in John, you know, and what they're equated with. In the Old Testament, you know, Yahweh says, I am this and I am this. You know, Yahweh Yireh, Yahweh Rapha, and so forth. There's a number of them in the Gospel of John this way. He's the door, he's the life, he's the light, the way, the truth, and the life here, and the good shepherd, and a number of them, which is kind of an interesting parallel. Okay. Any other questions on the grammar here? This one, pretty easy. You all know the verse pretty well, so that helps a lot. Yes.
I have one question, and you might not know the answer because it's not strictly grammatical, but it says here, the way. I've always wondered about that in verse 4 in chapter 1, where it goes, and it was life, and then all of a sudden pushes this, the life was the last man. I'm wondering if, because of the way it's saying here, there's any kind of correlation.
Well, I think there is. I think this term hazoe, you know, is tying you back to what we started out with. And as far as starting out, you know, in it was life, first you're dealing with more of a qualitative statement. Remember, our basic distinction between the article and having the article and not having the article is, in this case, seen pretty well. The qualities and characteristics and attributes as opposed to a particular identity. And so when we say in it was life, we're saying that the quality of life, what we associate with life, is in it. And then the life was the light of men. Now we're specifying that, giving it an identity. We're talking now about the life of God manifested in the gospel and the plan of the age and so forth, which I think really can involve biological life as well as spiritual life, the whole works. But it's that particularized concept, the life. And now that Jesus says, I am the life. If you'd read that fairly recently, you know, in your mind, it would just come right back to that. He is that the life, and he's that logos, and he's that light as well. And of course, he mentions that as well throughout the Gospel of John. You'll find other scriptures talking about Jesus being the logos, and you'll find other scriptures talking about, like in the Book of Revelation, his name is called the Word of God. And you'll find other scriptures talking about him being the light and the light of the world, and here he's the life. So it is kind of an outplaying of this and a continual identification of those images. Okay. Verse 6 then. Excuse me, that was verse 7 is next. Greg, guess you next. Okay. Let's get some conditional things here. Yes, if you had known me, you might want to say it's a pluperfect form. You don't get very many of those. So, yeah, if you had known me. No, it's not perfect. It's pluperfect. Yeah. Right. Again, another pluperfect form. Yes, let's see. We've got a variation here, too. Oh, my. Yeah. They've got gnosis there. And gnosis there itself, now that one looks like just a perfect. No, gnosis there. Let's see here. We have to check that one. My parsing guide doesn't break that one down because it goes by adeta. If the Westcott and Hort has adeta, which is the pluperfect form from oida. And eta, delta, epsilon, iota, tau, epsilon. And they've got on adeta.
On B and C in the original.
Okay, B and C have that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're having all kinds of fun here.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, this one he does mention, so. Gnosis that itself just looks. Just looks like an aorist subjunctive form or something. double check that. Someone may want to grab an analytical and check that kenosis. That's a real irregular verb, so I don't want to take any guesses on it. Oh, should we? Didn't have to stop and look up all these things. Okay, we'll go ahead and take it. We'll check on that form there to see what would be here. If you had Westcott and Hort, it'd be, you would have known me. But gnosis, I'm interested to see what that form. Also, well, it's second person plural anyway, so it's not going to make much difference that way as far as who's being addressed. Okay, go ahead and take the last phrase, though, and translate that.
He's saying that if you had known me, you would have known my father also. I think that's okay.
Right. That's the idea.
And from now on in English.
From right at this point on, I suppose.
Okay, mm-hmm. You are knowing him.
Mm-hmm.
You have beheld him.
Okay.
You are beholden him.
Yes. Well, it's a little tricky. It's actually a perfect form. Uh-huh. And it's the same kind of thing as oida, though. I think you've seen him, but you're continuing to see him, so you've got the present result. So you might either say, and have seen him, might be the best in English. From right now, you are both knowing him and have seen him. You're both knowing him, progressive, continuing, and have seen him. Okay, did anybody check that gnosis?
Gnosis is a future middle, second person future middle.
Second person future middle, okay. Okay, so that makes it interesting. If you had known my father, you will know me.
Well, there's a variation, though, on the first one, agnokatet.
Oh, yes.
Agnokatet, they go agnokatet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the agnoketa goes to a perfect, and the other one was a aorist, and the first one was a future. So, take your pick. Looks like they had a lot of variation on that one. If you go with the future, they probably picked the future one because that's the hardest one to fit in. The other ones make more sense. Yeah, Adite is the one that's easiest to see. On Adite, that's what Westcott and Hort has.
What would that mean?
Oh, the on Adite?
Yeah.
You would have known, or likely would have known. You know, it's the on with the...
On is probability.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's that hypothetical type of thing. It's hard to translate the word in itself. So, you know, going back to the context, if you had known me, you would have known my father.
Those, that's
a pluperfect form, Ada Te. No, the way it would fit in there, just where gnosis that is here, kaiton pateramu on Ada Te is what the B reading would be.
Yeah, but I don't understand how.
I don't get the kai part.
Oh, you would also have known.
Oh, also.
Also, yeah. In other words, if you had known me, you would have known my father also. Or also you would have known my father. No, because, the problem, when Kai connects two grammatical elements that are the same, like two nouns or two verbs or something like that, then you translate it and. Here you could, in a way, translate it and. You would have known me and you would have known my father. You know, we can almost do that in English, too. In fact, the Hebrew student's going to be getting into something pretty soon that's very similar to that. But you would have, if you would have known me, but see, because of the if in English, it doesn't make any sense to say and. So it just kind of English idiom perhaps is involved here too.
Well, just to say the way this text goes, you will know my father also.
Oh yes, right. Yeah, if you had known me, then you will know my father also. But even there, you can almost understand that in English. If you had known me, you will know my father also. The logical result of you having known me was that you will know my father also. So, and perhaps, though, that might be connoting that the knowledge hasn't fully come yet, that you're going to. But it's kind of interesting. Okay. Well, we better not belabor that too much. Is there another question here?
Well, it seems like he carries that thought right on. And from now on, you are
right.
Knowing him.
Yeah, and from now on, you are knowing him, right? And so it can certainly fit. That future can fit all right. Number 8, verse 8. Price.
Maybe auto.
Okay.
And Philip is saying to him, Lord, show to us the Father.
Yeah, they've got it. It is sufficient to us. It looks like an impersonal verb. And it's archeo. And I haven't done a word study on that verb, but they're translating it. It is sufficient for us. So it looks like it's being rendered kind of like day. You know, it is getting an impersonal subject. From the dictionary form, archeo is alpha, rho, kappa, epsilon, omega. That old verb, contract verb. So Philip says to him, Lord, and there's your evocative, kuria. Show us the Father, and it is sufficient to us. Or King James says it sufficeth us. Now that stakeson is from deknumi. Didn't we? Maybe I don't know if I skipped that one. I crossed it off the list. Okay, that means to show. All right. Number 9, then, unless there's any questions. Verse 9.
I got a small question.
Sure.
I don't quite understand the chi here again. Chi arcane, or it is sufficient. Where do you get the and or also idea? It is also sufficient for us.
Well, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. In other words, it's tying to what went before. Show us, and it'll be sufficient. Now, it's kind of a logical conclusion rather than just. You know, it's kind of an additional thing. You almost might have expected, well, no, we probably wouldn't see dad in this case, but it's not a narrative. But
third person singular, so it's
saying,
or is it a subjunctive with the
circumflex? No, it's not a subjunctive. It's just a active form. It's a contract verb, so you get the circumflex because of the contraction.
So it's still
third person
singular.
Third person singular. It suffices us. Mm-hmm. So you've got two different subjects for the two two verbs, so you're not going to really be conjoining the two verbs, but you're conjoining the whole ideas. You know, show us the Father, you do this, and the result will be, it will suffice us. So this is a conjunction. This would just be a conjunction between two clauses here rather than a compound anything. Okay. Verse number 9, then, Steve.
The gay auto from Jesus to chrono nestimon emi kai is no cast may delete for Aurora coast emi Aurora can tone patera post to the gays. Amen.
Okay, well, you got saved by the bell for the translation. We'll continue that next time. Now, next week... yeah. Next week, we'll start... We'll be looking at Grandel Sharpe's rule in more detail because it follows right up on our article study. And after we cover that, we'll get into diagramming, which you've all been waiting for.
Or were you silent?
No, it's on tape, but you'll have to, what I'll do is I'll photocopy the portion, you know, the stuff I put on the board. So just when it'll probably take me a few minutes to do that, and I'll have it in the library. So you can take that.